What difference does Jesus make in my life? I'd like for you to take a moment to think about that question and answer it for yourselves. St. James offers one contrast to that question in our second reading today. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every foul practice. In his letter, St. James has been discussing the source of true wisdom. He also writes, "Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members?" The passions that St. James writes about are those things that cause us to act. In classic Greek tradition that was expounded on by St. Thomas Aquinas, they are power, pleasure, honor, and wealth. They're not evil in themselves, but they may motivate us to do good or evil. Good and evil deeds are the subject of our first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. We read this as a prophecy from the Book of Wisdom concerning Jesus, the just one, who will suffer at the hands of the wicked. It is the key to understanding the difference between the wicked and the righteous. The wicked get perverse pleasure from seeing others' wickedness and experience pain from seeing others' righteousness. The righteous get genuine pleasure from seeing others' righteousness and genuine pain from seeing others' sin. Our gospel today demonstrates what happens when our passions lead us into evil. For the second time, Jesus had told his disciples about his future. He will be handed over, killed, and rise again to life after 3 days. They did not understand him and were afraid to question him. Fear is another passion that motivates us. Later in the house in Capernaum, Jesus asks what they were discussing on the road. In their human weakness, they had been arguing about who will be the greatest. Imagine how disappointed Jesus must have been. He says to his apostles, "If anyone wishes to be first, he should be the last of all and the servant of all." We then hear one of the most graphic images in all of Scripture. Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Putting ourselves in service of others, especially those who are lowest and least, enables us to receive Jesus as well as his Father and our Father. It means we may order our passions rightly. That is the very definition of being righteous. Ordering our passions rightly is a gift from the Holy Spirit. In his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul wrote, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." St. James describes it this way, "The wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace." Those references to sowing and cultivation remind us of the parable of the sower, and that the different types of soil make for great differences in the outcome of God's seed in our lives. With assistance from the Holy Spirit, we can work the soil of our lives so we can produce abundant good. God has given us free will to determine what type of soil we will be. St. Augustine comments that a tree first reaches deep down into the soil before attempting to reach up to the sky. In a sermon on becoming bishop, he wrote, "The day I became a bishop, a burden was laid on my shoulders for which it will be no easy task to render an account. The honors I received are for me an ever-present cause of uneasiness. Indeed, it terrifies me to think that I could take more pleasure in the honor attached to my office, which is where its danger lies, than in your salvation, which ought to be its fruit. This is why being set above you fills me with alarm, whereas being with you gives me comfort. Danger lies in the first, salvation in the second. What difference does Jesus make in my life? Through Jesus, I can be in right relationship with God. That relationship bears the fruit of righteousness sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. As the well-known song goes, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin in me.